With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. President Donald Trump's visit to Great Falls today was a campaign stop that was both political and personal. Trump targeted Democrat John Tester in a bid to get more Republicans elected to the Senate, but also to punish the lawmaker he blames for derailing his nominee to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs.
You deserve a senator who doesn't just talk like he's from Montana. You deserve a senator who actually votes like he's from Montana.
Trump endorsed the Republican candidate for the Senate seat, State Auditor Matt Rosendale. It's the first time a sitting president has visited the state since 2005.
And that's probably why I'm here, because I won Montana by so many points, I don't have to come here.
Trump cast Tester as a, quote, liberal Democrat, railing against his voting record on issues like abortion, immigration, and taxes. Rosendale stood on stage with Trump and told the crowd that the president was helping Montana industries like timber and coal.
And you know he's fighting for our miners down in Butte. And those coal workers in Colstrip who produce that beautiful, clean coal.
Hundreds of people began lining up outside the arena a full 8 hours before Trump was scheduled to speak. That number swelled to thousands by midday. Trump spoke for more than an hour. Senator John Tester tried to counter Trump's visit by taking out a full-page ad today in more than a dozen newspapers across the state. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.
Support